I want to talk some Colorado Rockies pitcher or baseball. We are joined by a pitcher. In fact, he's 4-1 on the year. 30 strikeouts, an ERA of just over 3. Fifth in the National League in wins and win percentage this season. He is the winner of the 2017 Tony Conigliaro Award. The 76th pick overall back in 2010. Colorado's only a game and a half out of first in the always tough NL West. They're at San Diego later on today, 12:40 p.m. Pacific time. Chad Bettis is my guest. Chad, it's great to have you back on. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. How are you?
Good, good. Chad, great to talk to you. As I mentioned, you're right in the thick of things in the West. Going into this season, you had a team that had some hard times, and then they bounced back and win 87 games. You get a wild card. When you had the kind of success, Chad, that you guys had, how much did that change expectations coming into this season?
Oh, it's huge. You know, I think everybody got a little bit of a taste of it last year, and we all expect more than that this year. You know, I think, that when you get into the wild card and the step of the playoffs of where you want to go, it gets really addicting. And you know, it's something that you feed off of and that you want to keep going back for more.
All right, so you're only 40 games in, so you're kind of getting a sense, I would imagine, of what you are and who you are. But when you look at the arms that you guys have and then the bats in that lineup, including Nolan Arenado, and you've got Charlie Blackmon, you've got Trevor Story. When you look at this team top to bottom, how good can this team be?
Oh, we can be really good. And I think we can be really dangerous. I feel like, you know, we're just kind of filling it out right now. I think, it's early in the season. I think we're right where we need to be, and I think our hitters are coming alive and they're starting to get hot here.
Chad Bettis, my guest. Hey, Chad, stick with Arenado for a minute. I mean, this is a guy that impacted the game in so many different ways. I'm curious, what's more impressive to you, what he does in the field or what he does at the plate?
Oh, man, I don't know. I would say it's almost equally as impressive. You know, I think you take it a little bit for granted when he's out there on the field because he makes everything look easy. He makes everything look pretty routine when the plays that he's making aren't always routine. It just speaks volumes of how well he is defensively. But I think also his approach at the plate's unbelievable. I think he's in a good spot right now. I think, there's going to be good things to come this year.
The guy's a monster to me. I can't believe how easy he makes a really difficult game look. And then you've got Bud Black, who's one of my favorite guys. He said that among the things he likes best about you is the fact that you're a true role model for all the other pitchers on that team, that they can watch the way you approach your days leading up to a start, how you pitch to a scouting report, and how you execute on game day. So how much pride do you take in having that kind of role on that team and being able to impact the guys around you?
Oh, huge. You know, I really enjoy it. But at the same time, I think it's something that we've developed here as a starting staff. You know, I think we all communicate well. We've all joined together in a brotherhood sense. And we're all willing to go to battle for each other. That being said, I think everybody's a little bit different and how we pitch and scout's going to be a little bit different. So I think the fact that we communicate as well as we do, in ways that, we're going to attack certain teams a little bit differently, so we're not all just doing the same thing.
Rockies pitcher Chad Bettis, my guest. Chad, is that something you always had in terms of being a role model? Is it something you always had, or is it something maybe you picked up and something you learned from watching other guys when you first came up?
I think it's something that I kind of just learned. I feel like I've never been real vocal. I've never been one to be a hoorah guy here, but I always try to keep my head down and go about the business the right way, and really just earn respect, from out my teammates, because I feel like respect's not given out, it's earned, and that's all I'm trying to do each day is just earn respect.
Bud Black said that you're a craftsman, that you could have pitched in any era because of that fact. You're a craftsman. What's it mean to hear a manager praise you like that? Not just a manager, but a manager who pitched and pitched at a high level.
It's unbelievable. I think, to be regarded as a craftsman is something that I take some serious pride in.
You know, you talk about craft in your approach. You've got an absolutely devastating changeup, and one of the things that's really notable about that is the spin rate and how low you can get that. How much attention do you pay to that spin rate number, and what's it tell you?
It's not something I've paid too much attention to closely until this year. Getting a little bit more information and knowledge about it, talking with Ottavino about it, and the ways that it can affect the changeup, and I feel like I've taken wind to it a little bit more. I really appreciate where I'm at with it right now. That being said, I feel like it can always get better, and right now I think the lowest I've thrown is somewhere in the 1100 range, and I'm trying to get it down to 900s by the end of the year. So it's a work in progress.
Yeah, right. But, you know, I see you working, but I'm always amazed by what guys do with the information. As an example, you said, I'm paying more attention to it now. As an example, I had Josh Donaldson on the show a few years back. This guy practically gave a dissertation on launch angles, spin rate, all sorts of detailed pieces of information. So from a pitcher's perspective, how valuable is all that information?
Oh, I think it's huge, but I think it also can be a demise depending on how you intake that information, because I feel like sometimes too much information can really, you know, make you vulnerable and almost being overprepared and not just using your athletic ability to you know, help guide you through a game a little bit. That being said, I feel like if you're underprepared, then, you know, that's never good either. But I think there's got to be a happy medium somewhere where you're prepared, but you're still able to do what you need to do with your athletic ability and being able to read hitters and read what the team's approach are doing to you and how to make an adjustment.
Yeah, I was going to say, there might be a risk, right, inherent in getting too far into those numbers and having that impact you in a negative way if you get too much of the information. You know, I had Deon Buchanan from the Arizona Cardinals on the show yesterday, and he was talking about how it was when he dealt with an injury last year, and he had to remind himself that football is what he does. It's not who he is. We've talked about the fact that you were diagnosed with testicular cancer, and you're on the other side of that now. It's obviously much more serious than an injury, but how does your perspective change on life and baseball as a result?
No, I think going through everything, you know, it kind of put everything in pecking order for me, and I feel like, you know, I love baseball, but then again, like you said, it's what I do. It's not who I am, and I think that, you know, I think that really resonated with me when I was going through everything. And made sure that that family was first and that baseball was going to be, you know, after that.
What about your baseball family? As you were going through that, how important was your baseball family to you?
Oh, it was unbelievable. You know, I think the fact that my teammates did so much for me, I think that goes without being said. I mean, what they did for not only for me, but for my family as well and helped us during extremely hard times. You know, I'm forever grateful for them.
Chad Pettis having another big year. He's fifth in the NL in wins and win percentage. And Colorado's only a game and a half out of first place in the NL West. Another big one at San Diego today. That's a 12:40 start, so we're getting close. Chad, really nice to visit with you. Always great to have you on the show. Thank you very much, Chad. Great talking to you.
Thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure.
You too, Chad. I appreciate you very much. Have a great day. Chad Pettis, Rockies starting pitcher, joining us. Rockies and Padres, 12:40, so about an hour and 10 minutes from right now. Yeah, we'll take a short time out.